We're now joined by head coach Steve Wells of the Grundy R5 boys. They have a busy week, just like the girls. A little bit busier than the girls, though, because those consolation games that were postponed last week to get the third place in the championship games in, they're going to be made up tonight up at Eagleville. The Winston girls are going to play Tri-County at 6, and at 7:15 tonight, the Grundy boys play East Harrison. So, off of a win and a loss last week, including a victory on Friday over Tri-County, Panthers look to make it two in a row tonight. Coach Wells, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Tom.
Friday, a good win for your ball club. Scored 74. You won by 30 over Tri-County. A lot of good things coming off of Friday.
Yeah, it really was. We got a lot of kids, a lot of meaningful playing time. We were able to set a good pace to the game that we'd like to play at, and that improved our offensive output tremendously.
Do you feel like, is it going to help you guys to get a weekend off? And because it's going to be busy here for the next week, does it help you to get the weekend off and get ready for this game against East Harrison tonight?
Well, I'd rather have a practice in there if I could, but I can't. So we'll just have to go up there and hope the kids are really prepared to play tonight, because I'm really raring to go. And this could be our 10th win of the year tonight if we get it, plus a consolation trophy on top of that.
It looks like here, if you can get on a little bit of a roll, Coach, it looks like you can start to maybe make some deficit on that record and maybe edge toward 500 as you go into districts. But you do have to get on a roll in order to do that.
Yes, we certainly do, and that's going to start tonight. And then we've got Jamesport tomorrow night, Tri-County, excuse me. And then we have Pattonsburg on Thursday night, and then we'll have our district game the following Monday with Brashear.
Let's start with last week and look at that game against North Harrison, 48-35 on Wednesday nights. Playing them there, it kind of looks like one of those games that points were difficult to come by for both sides.
They were. They were very difficult for us to come by. Our shooting was just about as cold as the weather, if you could make that analogy. We just did not shoot the ball very well. Plus, we didn't have a real good pace to the game either. We kind of played the game a lot slower than our first game was with them. And we really need a good, quick pace to get our offense jump started and to get us into transition and get us some easy baskets.
We were talking off the air, and I know we talked about Liette about the same thing, that if you start looking at bus rides in the HDC for tournament play, Gaul to Eagleville, it's about as long as you can get. And when you have to do that multiple nights, is that difficult to get up, getting off the bus and those things?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I mean, by the time we get up there, usually the kids have slept a little bit on the bus, and they got to get themselves all geared back up to play, because it is a long ride up there. But, you know, it is what it is, and we only have to make that trip up there once every so many years for the conference tournament. But, you know, it's the same way when they have to come to our place, too. So it just kind of is what it is, but we're going to do the best we can and go from there.
When you do look at a game that's low scoring, 48-35, and I'm sure it's a little bit closer than that as you got into late portions of the ballgame, Coach, your defense looks like it gave you a shot in that one.
Yeah, we play good defense. Our matchup zone is playing real well, I think. Sometimes we give up some more points, but that's not really indicative of how well you play defense. That's more of indicative of the pace you're trying to create. And when you try to create a little quicker pace, you're going to give up a few more points. But, I wasn't disappointed in our defense out there the other night. They gave us a chance to win. We just had difficulties on offense.
Yeah, it's a good matchup tonight. And this is kind of what you want when you get into a third-place championship, or in this case a consolation final. I think you match up well with East Harrison. And it is one of those matchups that, you know, sometimes a team's favored and a team's the underdog. I think it's kind of even tonight, and whichever team just kind of comes out and plays better, probably going to get the win.
Yeah, we played them 3 times in the last 2 years, including once earlier, and for some reason they just seem to have our number a little bit. So tonight we're really looking to turn that around and to get us a win and get that turned around.
The first time you played them, Coach, it was an 80-65 loss back just 2 days into the new year, January the 2nd. Would you like the game tonight to be a little bit lower scoring than that?
I don't mind the game being higher scoring. I think that benefits us to some extent. If we can keep that pace into the 60s, into the 70s, I think that works well. You know, that 80-65 score is a little bit misleading, because it was a 7-5, 6-7 point ball game all the way through until the very end when they stretched it out to that margin. So I feel comfortable playing it at a little quicker pace with them, because I think we match up with them like that.
I had made the assumption earlier, and maybe it's correct. I'll check with you on this. North Harrison game on Wednesday, was it closer for the most part than that 13? Did they extend it out earlier, or did you play well to get it closer in the fourth quarter?
It was a three-point game at the halftime, and we went into the fourth quarter. We were down 10. We just didn't shoot the ball very well in the third quarter at all, and it continued on in the fourth quarter. And we had to chase and foul, and they stretched the margin out a little bit.
It almost feels like you have a team that if you start out shooting the ball well, it kind of feels like you're going to have one of those nights. And if you start out for a few minutes and you just don't shoot the ball well, it almost seems like the team just goes one way or the other. Did you get that sense from watching them in the first quarter?
Now, sometimes you're right on that. It really is. Sometimes the pace of the game is a little bit slower to begin with, and we don't play that well in that type of pace. And so many times we have to try to speed the tempo up to get our offense jump started a little bit like that. But we're like a lot of other teams. If you don't score, that permeates itself to the rest of your game. Really, it does in terms of the little things and. But when you score, that's great.
Yeah, Tri-County, and that's a rematch, obviously. So you beat them by 30 on Friday. You go over to Jamesport tomorrow, and you see them again, Coach. You have to be confident with the way that you played Friday, but to also send out the message that, hey, the game starts again at 0-0 when we go over there.
Yeah, that's going to be a road game for us. And I know they played us well early, and so I think they're going to be trying to build upon that. And anytime you go on the road, and I know we ended up with a 30-point margin, but that really didn't happen until the second half for the most part. So I feel that we're going to have to play well over there because I think they're probably going to be, maybe their last game of the year at home. It may be a senior night, mm-hmm. And so they may be really, really pumped for this game. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
Pattonsburg's one of the better Class 1 teams out there. I know when they played some of the teams like the Princetons of the world, they haven't quite got over the hump against Princeton. But Pattonsburg's more than capable. And as far as finding a good team that you feel like is going to toughen you guys up for districts, Pattonsburg certainly fits that bill on Thursday night.
Yeah, they certainly do. They're a very good ball club. They're a very athletic ball club. Like you said, they haven't been able to get over the hump against some other teams, kind of like we haven't been able to get over the hump against some teams. But they're very athletic, and they're going to be playing at home, and it's liable to be senior night over at their place, too. So we'll have our work cut out for us in that regard, too. So, we've got three tough games this week leading into the district tournament, and I think if we play well, we're going to accomplish ourselves very well.
Well, certainly we'll talk more about this next week, but let's give it a little sneak peek. Districts are over at Linn County, so not an incredibly long drive. Certainly a lot shorter than going up to Eagleville for Grundy. Girls are going to play Saturday, and the boys' quarterfinals are going to be Monday, a week from today. And you get Brashear, Coach, 6:30 a week from tonight. What do you know about the Tigers?
Well, we beat Brashear earlier in the year over at the Milan tournament in the second round. And we created a quick tempo of play that really helped us out, and it really led us to score the ball well. We were coming out of a little bit of sickness, a little bit of illness, so I know we didn't play as well as we could have that night, and maybe they feel the same way too. But I think if we play well, I think we'll have a great chance.
It looks to me, and I know Green City's a pretty good team. They got the Fields kid who can play over there. Peavler's a very good player. It looks to me, though, Green City 17-5. Nominger the 2, Linn County the 3. It kind of looks like a wide-open tournament where there might be some upsets once you get deeper into the bracket.
Yeah, you really might. Green City's got an awfully good ball club. Nominger matches up with them real well. And then you've got Linn County, the number 3 seed, and they're playing at home. And that gives them a lot more incentive to do well for a lot of factors involved that. But playing at home is one of the real keys in that. So I don't want to count ourselves out, but we'll have to upset somebody to get in that mix.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and it'd probably be Green City because you're on the same side of the bracket as Green City. So you got to assume the 1-8 is going to go to the Gophers.
Yeah. It looks and this will be the third time we play Green City, too, so... we might be able to come up with something special for them. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, there always seems to be a little bit of truth to that third time the charm, because the more chances that you get at somebody, the more you kind of figure out maybe not how to beat somebody, because that's hard when it's somebody is Green City way, but you certainly find a way to maybe stay a little bit more competitive, and the longer you do that in a game like that, the more pressure goes on the favorite.
Well, we did. I mean, we played last time we played them, it was a 6-point game at the half, I believe. maybe a 7-point game at the half, but we were starting to get ourselves in foul trouble. And in the second half, you know, once you get in foul trouble, things change dramatically, unfortunately. So I think if we can play them well early, the longer it goes, the more it benefits us.
So that's a 6:30 next Monday down at Purdon, Grundy against Brashear. I was going to mention that you beat Brashear in the Milan tournament. That's probably the biggest reason why you got the 4th seed and they got the 5th seed.
Yeah, I mean, it was going to come down to us being the 4 or 5 with them any way you look at it. You know, we just got the votes to be the number 4 seed so we can wear our white uniforms.
Absolutely. Buckland-Macon County is the 8. Novinger, the 2. Atlanta's the 7. Lynn County, 3 seed. Bevere is the 6 seed. So this is a district that if you get into the state playoffs, you're going to be sliding toward northeast Missouri, not northwest Missouri. So travel would take you down toward Columbia, perhaps all the way over to Hannibal. I'm not quite sure of the locations for the playoff games there in districts 8, 9, 10, and 11. I should say 9, 10, 11, and 12. Let's correct that. As we wrap things up here with Coach Steve Wells. Coach, busy week for you guys. Good luck starting tonight up at Eagleville, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you very much, Tom.